Well, when you go into football, the one thing everybody enjoys, of course, is highs. But if you go into it, there are certainly some low times. And this is possibly as low as I've been in 10 years since the last time it happened. And I'd just like to say, if I and the team and my staff were as good as the supporters were, especially today and the way they've been, then we wouldn't be in this position. I'd like to thank them personally. They're quite a unique bunch. Wow. Where they've stuck with their team and they've stuck with their club. And the overriding emotion for me is we've let, and I've let, them down. I certainly feel that I've also let the owners down too, because I thought we had enough. I thought, looking into the squad of what we had in August, I thought we had enough. And unfortunately, in times like this, you have to hold your hands up and say we haven't been good enough. And certainly, as the one at the top, then that certainly goes for me too. And disappointment, huge disappointment, but one where let's hope we can all dust ourselves down and get ready to go again.
So what did you, in your own heart of hearts, feel you got wrong this season?
I don't think now, Burnsy's the time to really, really analyse it in depth. At the end of the day, I don't know how many times I've come out to you and said, we've done okay today, not scored a goal. Therein lies one huge problem that we obviously have. I don't think we've scored in 50% of the games, something like that. That leaves you a mountain to climb. And we all know it's the most difficult part of the job. But today, the way we played today, probably sums our season up where we've done enough to win and yet haven't managed to do it.
Mm. Are you surprised the fans standing ovation at the end, really? Other clubs, they might have booed you off. They'd be calling for your head.
That's where I'm absolutely... Listen, I'll never take that for granted, because I've been to places where they've called for me head. And rightly so. As the manager of a football club, you're going to come against it. And as I've said to them, I apologise to them because I've let them down. And that's my overriding. As there's places where I'd have been where they've been ripping the stand to bits, you know. And for that, I'll always be grateful to them. They're a fantastic bunch. And it's disappointing that we've let them down.
This is a question I'm going to ask. I hope I get the right answer here. It's not a question I wanted to ask, but given that you will take some of the blame yourself, will you go to the owner and offer your resignation?
Well, offer me resignation. Well, we've seen the general election and the all at the leaders. I think it's too raw. I feel as if I've let them down. I feel as if I've let, when you're the top of it, that there's a few people I feel as if I've let down, because I didn't think we would be in this position come last August. Listen, we're Hull, and I think most supporters here understand that it was going to be tough. It's always going to be tough. We're going to be in around the bottom, but with the rubber, the green, we'd have enough. And unfortunately, we haven't. You know, from day one, you know, we lose Snodgrass, who's huge for us, but I don't want to make excuses. We've been without too many biggins. I don't think it's ready for excuses. The simple facts are that we haven't done enough and we haven't been good enough. And when you finish third bottom, you have to take your medicine, regroup, and come back fighting again.
Everything that flows from here stems from you and the top to a large extent. Do you want to stay?
I don't think so. Listen, I haven't even thought about that now. Yeah, I'm a football manager, it's what I do. But I've got to have conversations with... That's not for me, really. That's other people. But, you know, I've enjoyed 3 years. I feel absolutely gutted at the minute because of just the way I feel at the minute. I'm as sad as any Hull supporter at the day, believe me. But as for next year, then it's always in me to roll my sleeves up and get started again, get back to work, and it's what I do.
When do you talk to the players then and sort out their futures and everything like that? Because it's about the future now. There can be recriminations about what's happened.
I think you have to take stock, Burnsy, and just don't do anything. There won't be anything done rashly. You have to take stock of it, take a break from it, come back, have a look at it. Of course, The repercussions, of course, are going to be people lose their jobs, players who will not want to stay here because they want to play in the Premier League, you know, and we have to accept that. But we must make sure that we've got enough, that we have and build a young squad good enough to go and take the championship on again. And let's hope we can do that.
And this is probably an unfair question, but what are the owner's intentions towards the club? There was talk that he wanted to sell it this summer, do you know?
That's a question, Burnsie, that you're going to ask the old man. I'm desperately disappointed for him and his family because I know what he does for the club, what he has done for the club. And, you know, I know there's people having different opinions. He wants his club to be the best it possibly can. That'll never change, whoever the manager is, because he wants it for the community. And when he sees the supporters like he did today, I'm sure he'll want to move on and move forward and see if we can come back.
What's the last thing you'd like to say on the end of the season to the fans, Steve?
Thanks. Thanks. And from all of us, we're desperately disappointed that we're not serving up Premier League football again. But thanks for the support. It's been quite unique. And I'll never take that for granted.
Okay.